Do you want to get lots of Twitter followers for free? Do you want to push past the 2,000 follower limit on Twitter? I'm going to show you how to use unfollowers.com to do that. I have two Twitter profiles. I'm building both of them using the unfollowers tool. It's just a tool I found, and it works well for following and unfollowing people to build your Twitter following. What I've already done, I just started this a few weeks ago. I'm up to 4,300 followers on my company Twitter profile, and I'm up to 1,400 from 50 in just a week doing this on my personal Twitter profile. So this is a very effective strategy I'm going to show you how to do. It's most effective when you do it almost every single day, and you can only do it every 24 hours. So I try and do this once every day, and then skip a day when it gets to be too late in the day. You can only follow 1,000 people a day, and that's important to remember using this tool. So what is this tool? It's unfollowers.com. I found it really helpful for building my followers totally for free. Now, I've got the pro version of unfollowers, which is like $10 a month. If you want to build a big Twitter account and get a huge return out of it, you should be willing to spend $10 a month on a pro account. You can, however, do it for free, and you just can't follow as many people as quickly. The first question is, why do you want to build your Twitter followers? Do you want to have them just to have them? Or do you want to do something with them? That first question of why you want to build your Twitter followers is very important to get started. I want to build my Twitter followers because I've got a ton of great content on my website about digital marketing, online advertising, and my goal is to be the best thing that ever happened to you since you started internet marketing. That's feedback I got, and it more concretely puts what I'm trying to say than about anything I've thought of. You can see I'm doing well on YouTube and Facebook, but what I've noticed is Twitter is a huge traffic source. And I just took a training with a lady yesterday, Kim Garst. She has been named by Forbes as one of the most 10 influential women in social media and one of the top 50 overall. And she told me yesterday, she confirmed my theory. She has almost 300,000 Twitter followers, and she gets the majority of her traffic from Twitter. That's why I want to build my Twitter followers, because I want the majority of my web traffic to come from Twitter. If you have enough time to plan out your goals and clearly define why you want to build your Twitter followers, then this will be helpful for you in terms of how. So if you have a website you want traffic to, if you're creating videos that you think people should watch, then this will be really helpful. What I want to do especially is get traffic to my YouTube videos, because my business process is really strong whenever someone watches my YouTube videos. Plus, Twitter features my YouTube videos giant in the news feed. Look how big these tweets are. And Kim said image tweets, or these big rich tweets like you saw from my YouTube videos, those get a lot better engagement. So that's what I want to do, and I will show you how I'm doing it now. So I go into unfollowers, and I have two profiles I do this with, because I was going to build just my personal one, which is here, but you have this 2,000 follower limit. And so I already had my company one built up with a lot more followers than that. And I started my company one from farther. So I'm building both of them. Why not build both of them? And the second key thing with using unfollowers is picking the right people to follow. And so let's get started. Unfollowers, first you have to add your Twitter account. And I trust you can go through and add your Twitter account. It's fairly straightforward. Now, second, what you have to do is figure out a way that you can follow people. But what I'm going to do first is I'm going to follow my new followers. If you want to keep people following you, often people expect you to follow back. And the whole strategy I'm doing is based on following people and following back. You can see Kim Garst has done exactly this. She's following 191,000 people. I'd hate to see how jammed up her Twitter feed right there gets. The idea is you want to do this too. You want to follow people. So in unfollowers, I'm going to pick fast follow when I'm on my new followers screen. I'm on my new followers screen. Now what I want to do is follow everyone that follows me back. They already followed me, and if they followed me with the hope or doing this same strategy that I will follow them back, I want them to keep following me. So my first step is I'm going to follow everyone that follows me back. And you can see some people follow and unfollow really fast, so I'm just going to skip doing them. But what I want to do is follow everyone that's following me. Because that, I want to make the most out of the people I already have. So if they're already following me, I don't want them to unfollow me for lack of not following me. And I will show you how that works next. So step one using unfollowers is to follow the people who are already following you. So now you can see these followers are older and no one's following me. So what I want to do next are look at my new unfollowers. Who unfollowed me? What I want to do, if they unfollowed me, I want to unfollow them too. I don't want to waste my follows on them. And there's a handy feature in this list, fast unfollow. So these are new unfollowers, so what I want to do is unfollow all of them first. So these people unfollowed me after previously following me. So there, I've unfollowed all of my previous unfollowers. So if you refresh this window now, you can see now I've got more of a peer account. I'm following 3,974 and I'm being followed by 4,354. Now with the 2,000 follower limit, you can only follow a few more people than are following you. So I can only take this up to a little over 4,500. So what I have to do next are unfollow more people. And if you have a smaller account, these are things you'll need to be able to do too. So how do I do that? Well, I go to not following back, and then I exclude people I've followed in the last 2 days. I want to give people enough time, and I can actually see if I can do 3 days. I want to give people enough time to follow me. If they haven't followed me back in the last 3 days, it's probably a safe bet I can unfollow them and they're not going to follow me back. Or I'm not going to lose a follower. So you can see what I'm doing now, I'm reducing my following count by unfollowing people that haven't followed me back. So I'm rolling through, these are all people who are not following me back that I've followed within the last 3 days. So I'm going to unfollow as many of them as possible. And this tool makes it real easy because it keeps the button in the exact same place. If you try and do this on Twitter, it's a royal pain in the ass. So I'm rolling through and I'm keeping the button in the same place because the unfollowers tool helps with that. In social media, it's all about finding a tool that helps you do what you need to do faster. And then you don't want to hit the spam limits. But unfollowers is pretty well aware of what the spam limits are as opposed by Twitter. And you can be confident, so far I've done this with thousands of followers and built up And I haven't hit any limits because I can't follow more than 1,000 a day with the unfollowers tool. And then that limits how many I can unfollow at a time, too. If I do hit some kind of limit, I will make sure to share that with you in the future. But so far, I've built as high as almost 5,000 followers doing this strategy with no problems. And I do it a little bit every day. Like, if you play League of Legends or you play another video game online that has a loading time, I just do this while the game's loading in the background. So there's, if you have things you do online, you have to wait for things to save or movies to render, this is a great strategy to do in the background. So now I've got 3,600 people I'm following. So now I should be able to roll through and do 1,000 more followers this way. Now here's the key thing for doing this. You want to pick the right username to follow. And that picking a username is the easiest way to consistently build your following, but you have to pick the right one. So I've chosen Kim Garst because she's local. She's only an hour away from where I live in Sarasota. Her followers are very similar following to what I'm offering, what I do. I do a lot of the same kind of things. And I have a lot of that. I love God, I love family, and I love video games. So if you switch that for hockey. But the idea is I have a lot in common with her. I guess other than gender. And she has a huge active following of people she's following back. So that gives me the data. Then I go after her followers on purpose. And here's how I do it. I can follow 1,000 a day, and I just roll through with the follow button here. And if you see on the lower right down here, the follower count is dropping. And you can see I can only follow so many people in a certain period of time because unfollowers has the API limits built in for Twitter. It has the limits built in that you can follow at a time. So what I want to do is stay within those. And unfollowers makes it really easy to do that, because it gives you the usage limits on the app. So it won't let me follow more than 1,000 people in 24 hours. And I have a pro account. The free account is a little bit... The free account has a few less you can follow. So, I mean, for $10, it's certainly worth it to be able to do this strategy a lot faster. And now the key metrics I'm looking at as I'm grabbing her followers, because I've grabbed a lot of my followers from Kim Garst. What I'm watching in this feed, I'm watching how many good profiles there are. I'm watching how active people are. You can see there's a lot of people active within the last 24 hours that are rolling through the feed. Now you could say at this point, Jerry, well, shouldn't you be sitting there checking each one? You can do it that way, but it takes a lot more time. And here's the thing, occasionally you might be wrong too. Someone might follow you that you wouldn't figure would follow you. Someone that's been inactive 13 days might suddenly sign on and follow everyone that just followed them. To me, it's not worth it to spend the time trying to make an individual decision on each profile when I can just roll through and follow 1,000 at once and then unfollow everyone that doesn't follow back. So you can see as these profiles are going fast, some of them have egg pictures, some of them are in other countries besides the US, some of them have private following settings, some of them have been inactive a month or more. That's okay. What I'm looking for is that most are active recently. Most are active within a day or so. And you can see now these are junk. These are pending requests. You can't straight up follow them, so you just have to skip through those. But what I'm looking for is that most of the profiles are good, because I can just roll through and unfollow all the ones that don't follow me back. So what I'm looking at is time. I want to do this fast. This whole video's been 15 minutes so far. And that's what I want. I want to spend a few minutes each day doing this strategy. I don't want to put a whole bunch of time and energy into it, because I'm looking to do a little bit of it every day. And I'm building a couple hundred followers every day using this strategy. So by the end of the year, I'm looking, I could have 50 to 100,000 new Twitter followers. And the idea is that should bring me a lot of web traffic when combined with my Hootsuite tweet posting. If you want to use this strategy, you need to have a good tweet posting strategy behind it. If you're going to build a bunch of followers and not actually use them, you're not going to give them anything, then that's not doing you much good. So I'm using Hootsuite, and I'll have a video up on that at some point. I'm using Hootsuite to build my Twitter follower, or my Twitter, to schedule all my Twitter tweets. There, now I did this for your benefit. You can see you've reached the limit we enforced to prevent you from being marked as a spam account with Twitter. We wouldn't want that to happen, would we? Now, I have 4,500 people I'm following now, and you can see this goes a little bit over the followers. What Twitter has is roughly an 80% following to followers. So if you look at my following times 0.8, then I need 3,600 people to follow that many people. What's frustrating about this is on my other account, you can see I'm stuck at the 2,000 following limit. Now let's do this again with 2,000 following. So I need 1,600 followers to be able to follow more than 2,000 people. So this strategy is tough to get started with when you have, like I had, 50 followers on this account about a week ago. But you can do it because it'll let you follow straight up to 2,000, and then you just have to be more aggressive with unfollowing. So what I do in here is I have to be a bit more aggressive about unfollowing. So I have to go straight to my new unfollowers to start with. Whoops. I don't want to unfollow them. And I can't follow more people either? That's weird. All right, so I'm stuck at a 2,000 limit. So what I want to do is fast unfollow. I want to unfollow everyone that's not following me back. So these are people that followed me and then unfollowed me. If you really want to do a dirty job on this strategy, what you do is you follow people and then unfollow everyone back. Now that's real dirty. But I try and maintain an active following of people. So first I removed my new unfollowers. Now I'm going through and removing people not following me back. It's hard to get started with this strategy when you have an account like this, because there's a lot less room for error. But I can at least unfollow everyone that hasn't followed me back in the last 2 days, and I can see how many people I can get down to. And then on this account, I'm going to copy Kim Garth's followers also, because then they'll have the option to follow one or both of my accounts. They can follow me personally and or my company account. But at some point, I'm going to diverge and try following different accounts. But for now, Kim Garth's followers are working so good, I'm just grabbing them with both of my Twitter accounts. So you can see why this tool is awesome. And I wish I had an affiliate thing or something with them so that I could get a percentage if you use it, but I don't. So I'm just giving it to you straight up because I like it and I use it. So here you go. Now I'm down to 1,731 following. Now I can follow more people. So that makes it a lot easier. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back through and follow more people. So if you want to build your account past the 2,000 following limit, I hope what I've shown you is really helpful for that. If you're trying to build your Twitter followers, I hope you can use this strategy successfully. Thank you very much for sharing this with me, and I hope it's helpful.